أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيود أحدكم أن تكون له جنة من نخيل وعناب تجري من تحتها الأنهار له فيها من كل الثمرات وأصابه الكبر وله ذرية ضعفاء فأصابها إعصار فيه نار فاحترقت كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تتفكرون. The Quran Sharif, a perfect and wonderful kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah let us take the lessons which Allah has given us. In the previous ayats, Allah explained those people who spend in the path of Allah and generally all their work who do it with sincerity. And after that, they don't destroy their good deeds, especially charity, that they don't remind that person and cause him taklif that I helped you, speaking to people, tell them I helped so and so, and destroying his respect and izzat in that way, or taking undue advantage from the person that we helped. That was a person who spends in that path like that, what great rewards Allah Ta'ala gives. Contrary to that, now a very beautiful, striking example Allah gives of those people who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala but for name and fame. Or after spending, then they talk about it. They remind that person, I did this for you, I did that for you, or they take undue advantage of that person. Allah Ta'ala says the example of that is like a person who has a beautiful orchard. And in that orchard, prime crop grows, khajur, dates, which was a very prized thing, and also grapes, and all types of other fruit also. And there are rivers flowing in that garden, so he's got enough water also. And then now he becomes old. And now he's no more in a position to work anymore. He's gone old, his limbs are no more supporting him, and at the same time he's got little children who he has to support, and usually when a person gets old, his children support him. But now he's gone so old and his children are still small, he's got small children, and now he can't support them and they can't support him also. And he had this garden, and suddenly a whirlwind of fire comes and completely burns that orchard of his down. The only source of hope he had for surviving, that also in front of his eyes is completely burned down to ashes, and there's nothing left of that. So that is like a person who spends for name and fame and any other actions also. And after doing it, we destroy it. Whether it is we speak about it to that person, or we take undue advantage, or we did good deeds and now we talk about it. I did this, I did that, I get up for tahajjud so early, I do this. All that we talk about, it is like that person who on the day of Qiyamah, when he will be, when every person will have his deepest need, and he'll see his good deeds are just gone in a whirlwind of fire. Nothing is left. His hope was on the good deeds he did, but that he destroyed it with his own hand, with his own actions, all that will be gone. Therefore, it's very important that we must do good deeds and be very careful to preserve them also. Many times we do good deeds and we talk about it. We do the wrong things and we destroy our good deeds. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَعَنَابٍ. کیا پسند آتا ہے تم میں سے کسی کو یہ کہ یہ کہ ہوئے اس کا ایک باغ کھجور اور انگور کا. Any of you would you love that you have a farm and orchard of dates also and of grapes also. تجری من تحتها الانہار, بہتی ہو نیچے اس کے نہرے. And there are rivers flowing below that garden, so he is not dependent on rains also. He's got enough water in his own garden. له فيها من كل الثمرات. اس کو اس باغ میں اور بھی سب طرح کا میوہ حاصل ہو. And not only dates and grapes, but all other types of fruit also grow in that garden of his. And then suddenly وَصَابَهُ الْكِبَرُ, اور آ گیا اس پر بُرْحَاپَا. Old age overtook him now. Now he can't work anymore. وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاءُ, اور اس کے اولاد ہے ضعیف. And he's got small children who are dependent. They can't fend for themselves. They can't look after him. Normally when a person gets old, his children have grown up and they are there to support him. But his children are still small. And he can't support them. They can't support him. فَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ. تب آ پڑا اس باغ پر ایک بھگولا. And then a whirlwind of fire suddenly came onto that orchard of his. فیہ نار فاحترقت, جس میں آگ تھی جس سے وہ باغ جل گیا. And that whirlwind had a fire in it and it completely destroyed and burned his orchard down. Nothing was left of it. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ, یوں سمجھاتا ہے تم کو اللہ آیتیں. In this way Allah gives you clear signs and explains to you very openly. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, تاکہ تم غور کرو. So that you may ponder in these matters. But sadly we don't ponder. We think it's there in the Quran, it's for other people, it's just to know about it. But to take a lesson from it, unfortunately very, very few people take a proper lesson. How many of us, we will take this and put it on to other people. It doesn't apply to me. I am all right. I do things right, etc. So the lesson here is that whatever amal we do, we make sure that we do it sincerely only for Allah. And sincerity is not a simple and easy thing. Ikhlas, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great sahabi. Whenever he should explain the hadith of sincerity, he should fall down unconscious. The first time, second time, third time, it was difficult for him to explain. So sincerity is not an easy thing, but we all are not worried. We'll get up now and we'll go away. There's nothing to be done about it. When we heard about the pandemic, we all stayed away from the masjid. We got our mask. We started doing social distancing. We did something about it. Though the wrong things for the wrong purpose. But for the right thing, nothing. We'll just go home normal. We'll just carry on. No difference to us. And then all the actions that we do, we somehow do a little bit some action. And that also we destroy completely. Also, for example, a person, he didn't sleep well at night. Mosquitoes were biting him. So he was going through difficulty and death, but he passed the night and now he starts speaking and he got sawab for that. For every difficulty, a mosquito bite, anything, a mu'min, we make sabr, we get reward. But now in the morning, we'll go and talk about it. We'll go and tell the wife, we'll go and tell all other people, all that sawab we got, we destroy. And it comes in a hadith, Allah Ta'ala says, and all the whatever happens, happens by the will of Allah, and there is great wisdom which we don't understand. So Allah says, you complain about me, that I did send you that condition, I who can do everything, you complain about me to people who can do nothing about it. What are the people going to do? You're going to complain, tell people, I suffered like this, oh, last night was a very bad night, how I couldn't sleep or anything, and now you destroyed all your reward. All the reward you got for making sabr, and in any case you had to make sabr, you could do nothing about it. And now you destroy all your sabab. So and also this is that we are all working for Allah Ta'ala. Allah is our boss. And he's given us our job description, what we must do. Now if a person is working for a boss, and he signs his contract also, his job description, he accepts everything. And the first day he goes to work, he goes and work by the neighbor shop while you're the opposition of your boss. And you work for them the whole month. You promoting their sales, enhancing their sales and everything. End of the month, you come to your boss, force that, yes, my contract, where's my wages now? You didn't work one day for your boss. You are working for the opposition. So Allah has given us everything. He is our boss, and we are working for the opposition of Allah. Nafs and shaitan. Pleasing ourselves, making shaitan happy. And then in akhirat, we are expecting reward from Allah. Allah will say, who you worked for, go and take your reward from there. You did it for name and fame. Now take your reward from people. You did it for your nafs and shaitan. Go and take your reward from them. Those who worked for Allah, they will get their reward from Allah. So Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding. Whatever we do, let us do it, what we have to do, correctly, and then not destroy our actions also. Otherwise it will be a very sad case. A person who didn't do anything, he won't expect anything in his qabr and the akhirah. But a person who did his whole life, and he destroyed it, and he's expecting great return. When he goes in the qabr, instead of getting, he'll have to pay up there. All the adab and punishment will be there. So we mustn't fool ourselves, not by our titles, not by our outward appearance, not by our fancy thinking that I'm all right. I don't need anything. Allah Ta'ala save us, and let us prepare in the correct and true manner for our akhirat, and not destroy our a'mal. Wa akhiru da'wana.